2017, Habs fan versus Leafs fan is back on the air. Happy New Year, Ari Shapiro.
Happy New Year, Kamal Rahman.
Thank you, sir. Hey, with it being New Year's and all, what any New Year's predictions or resolutions you got going on?
I just want to be more realistic this year. You know, I'm tired of wearing rose-colored glasses. You got to look at your team for being what it is and try not to drink the Kool-Aid. That's what you've always taught me, isn't it?
Yes, yes, be more objective.
Exactly. And that's precisely why I've put money down online for Auston Matthews to score 60 goals this year.
Oh, God, you're an idiot. You are listening to Habs Fan vs. Leafs Fan. I am Habs Fan Kamal Rahman, and joining me as always is Leafs Fan Ari Shapiro. Ari, welcome back to 2017.
2017, and this is lucky episode number 13.
That's true, that's true. Yeah, we've been away for about a month, but yeah, with the holiday situation going on, couple of us getting sick here and there, and then we just weren't able to get one down. But here we are, and we're ready to rock.
Here we are, and let's be honest to our listeners, you're a huge procrastinator, but we'll get into that later.
Yeah, I wasn't the one with the stomach flu bottom firing for 7 days.
Oh my God, too much personal information. I feel violated.
And yeah, and a lot of stuff has been happening with our teams.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You enjoyed a Winter Classic.
Sure as hell did. What a victory.
On a bit of a run as well.
Big time, big time. We just tied, as of this recording, we've tied Boston for the wild card. Feels good.
That's like 2013 all over again, isn't it?
Well, not really. Top five in goals, top five in shots, great penalty kill. The Babcock effect is in full force.
Yeah, it helps playing non-playoff teams. But anyway.
Yeah, it also helps that my team isn't made out of brittle glass. What's up with you there, Dr. Glass, Professor Glass, M. Night Shyamalan movie?
Yeah, a lot of injuries. Brendan Gallagher broke the same hand that he broke last
year.
That
hurts.
But it's apparently it's not the same fingers that were affected. So it's just new injury to the same hand. 8 weeks, he's out.
Wow, he's a spark plug. You're going to miss him.
Well, ironically enough, the injury to Paul Byron might be more concerning for the Habs, as Byron is having a way more effective season than Gallagher was.
The kind of thing that only people in the province of Quebec really care about.
Yeah, or people who follow hockey. Yeah.
Oh, snap. Yeah. That's good. Yeah. That's good.
Speaking of hockey, like 2017, mm-hmm. As we enter 2017, the NHL will be celebrating 100 years of existence. Pretty neat.
Pretty exciting.
And also, coincidentally, Canada will be celebrating 150 years of existence. And we have exclusive audio of Justin Trudeau, the Prime Minister of Canada, addressing the issues.
How do we do this?
Budget, my friend. Budget.
Nice.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Right Honorable Prime Minister Justin Trudeau with a few words on the 100th centennial anniversary of the NHL.
All of Canada has a deep connection, career inspired, and rise to many, many dreams in many, many Canadians of what could be and what might be, showcase the best of what Canadians like to think of themselves as on an international stage through a national pastime. This is something that is and the incredible legacy of
Wow, that was something. That's our Prime Minister.
I'm not sure what I just listened to, but...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one of the leaders of the... I don't know if we're one of the most powerful countries in the world, but we're still pretty big, so...
We're Canada, we're
yeah,
huge.
Yeah, so hey...
Hockey huge.
I mean, a lot of good celebrations going on with the 100th anniversary, 100th season of the Leafs... And, yeah, saw some of that with the Winter Classic that just happened a couple days ago.
Oh, that was awesome. What a great centennial game.
You must have been enjoying that match pantless? Is that fair to say?
I was running around like a... It's hard not to run around like a little kid when you've got so many reasons to be excited about this team after so many years of being a whipping boy and listening to your abuse.
That's not where I was going. Listen, it was a good game. It was an enjoyable game. So that was probably the second Winter Classic you've ever watched, even though there's been about 15,000 of them. Because
I think I missed the first one because I was reading about the Blue Jays.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And you probably watched the alumni game the day before.
I did. I did because I had these awesome memories of the time that Doug Gilmore came to town 25 years ago.
Mm-hmm. That also, what's that, the 25th anniversary. Can you believe it?
Can you believe it? Oh, man, that's crazy how time flies. Mm-hmm.
And changed the Leafs' fortunes for a good several years, I guess, you could say.
Yeah, I think there's a big difference between changing for good and just a couple of years. Leaf fans will always look at the moment that our fortunes changed in the early 90s, but didn't last very long, did it?
No, it didn't. Dougie's window was significant, but short. And so were the Leafs' successes. I mean, they got past the second round twice. And
I don't even count the second one as a big, legitimate run. I think it was the first run that is etched in the memories of fans.
Captured the hearts of everyone. And I'm glad, and I can't believe I'm going to be bringing this up, I'm glad you haven't brought up the Gretzky high stick, because that's all anyone talks about when they talk about Dougie Gilmore. Yeah, I agree.
Boring.
That is boring. With the alumni game, did you see Shanahan score?
Man.
For the Detroit Red Wings, may I add?
I don't know what to make of that. It was just the most ridiculous thing ever. The current president of the club scored in an alumni game against the team that he's currently all excited about. It was really weird for a lot of people.
I think the feeling that you felt when you saw Shanahan score as a Detroit Red Wing against the Toronto Maple Leafs will be very similar to the feeling you'll get when you see Edwin Encarnacion walking around with a parrot around the Sky Dome in a Cleveland Indians uniform.
My mind still hasn't been able to properly process what happened.
Yeah, and speaking of Edwin, we've got more exclusive audio footage. And this footage is from his actual physical that he had the other day with the Cleveland Indians.
Wow, that sounds oddly exciting.
Oddly exciting and somehow incredibly private, but we got it. See?
Oh, hello, Edwin. My name is Dr. Shapiro. I'm the team physician for the Cleveland Indians. How are you, sir?
See, I hit 42 home runs last year.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Listen, welcome to the Cleveland Indians. I've been instructed to conduct a battery of important medical tests to determine your health for the upcoming 2017 season. Have you got any questions before we begin?
I turned down 4-year, $80 million.
That's excellent. Listen, let's go ahead now and take a look at your blood pressure, your cholesterol rate. We'll look at your heart rate. I want to check your vision and hearing, your reflexes with your cardiovascular system, things like your blood fat percentage. And we'll also run a test to make sure that you don't have chlamydia, gonorrhea, and or syphilis.
Huh?
Boy, that reminds me. When was the last time you went for a checkup?
Yes, that's very good. Yesterday, in fact. I should get the tests soon.
Awesome.
I've got an ointment that I'm working on right now.
Balm.
It's Saturday, January 7th, Pally, and we have got a big game tonight at the ACC. Habs versus Leafs. And as is the Habs fan, Leafs fan tradition, we will go through the top three, which is Ari going through the top three reasons why the Leafs will win, and top three reasons why the Habs will lose, and I will do the complete opposite.
Yes.
Shapiro, you're up.
Let's do this. And of course, it's an exciting time. It's going to be a wonderful game tonight, I think, even though the Leafs played on the road yesterday and didn't manage a single shot on goal in the third period. But I'm looking at this game tonight. I'm thinking Freddie Anderson coming back to play again shows a lot of faith and comfort in Mike Babcock's vision of goaltending for this team. I think Freddie Anderson is going to show that he's a big-time goaltender and get the job done tonight. He wants to win this game against his patron saint, Carey Price. Not sure why he's his patron saint, by the way. Auston Matthews has 16 goals in his last 20 games, and I think that's another reason for fans to be excited about this evening. It's a primetime game on a North American scrutinized studio. I think it's going to happen. He's on fire. And the third reason is playoff momentum. The Leafs are officially in a playoff spot. I tweeted this. A lot of people are excited. They finally caught Boston, and that's why they're going to win tonight. The Habs are going to lose because I don't think you're going to overcome the injury to Brendan Gallagher. Everyone knows that you're already struggling with injuries, but the loss of a spark plug and a dynamic player like Gallagher is going to come back to haunt you this evening. I think Carey Price is completely overworked, and it's only a matter of time before he breaks down. It's a lot of pressure, not only from the fans and the media, but just with this general perception of you being the best team in the Atlantic. I think something's going to give, and you're going to lose tonight 5-2.
Wow, 5-2.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Let's hear what you have to say.
All right, my top three reasons why the Leafs will lose. Back-to-back games. Leafs played New Jersey last night. They came off a 4-2 victory, yet they looked very weak in the third period. So that, I think, will flow into tonight's game. They actually had a shotless third period, which will translate into a weak start. Montreal will jump all over them early and take the game from there. The Leafs are now facing a top team. The Leafs they've been winning a lot, but they've beating the likes of Colorado, Arizona, Florida, a depleted Tampa Bay Lightning team, and of course a weak New Jersey Devils team. So with them facing stiffer competition, they will lose tonight. Defense. This is my third point. Leafs defense is extremely suspect and slow-footed, and I don't think they'll be able to handle the pace that the Montreal Canadiens play with. They are missing some players who do play with a lot more pace with the Gallaghers and Byrons of the world, but they still have got a lot of skill and speed up front that I don't think the Leafs will be able to handle on the back end. And and I think Anderson's going to be facing a lot more challenging rubber than he has in the past few games. And that goes into why Montreal will win. Pacioretty and Radulov are hot. Pacioretty is showing a lot of passion nowadays. He's showing a lot of leadership in the face of all these injuries. And he's actually got a lot of critics off his back with his leadership. Weber's back on track. He's scoring a little bit more, anchoring the power play. The power play is turning around. They're still clipping at over 20% percentage, which is very good. And, of course, I hate to use it. I use it all the time, but it's a fact of life. And number three is Carey Price. Carey Price will not lose to Freddie Anderson tonight. He wasn't looking all world in December, but he's back on track, well rested over the holidays. So I think Carey's going to take this one, and I'm going with a 4-1 Habs victory. Empty net goal.
Wow. Well, good luck tonight, my friend. You know, the next time someone who's excited about this Toronto Maple Leafs team comes up to you and asks you, hey, why are these guys winning, and why do they have a chance of making the playoffs? Rather than gushing all over Auston Matthews and Mitchell Marner and William Nylander like it's the most fashionable thing imaginable, take a moment and appreciate the contributions of players, unheralded players now, like Tyler Bozak, Nazem Kadri, and JVR, James Van Riemsdyk. I mean, really, where would this team be without Nazem Kadri's 15 goals, JVR's 30 points, and Tyler Bozak's 57.5 face-off winning percentage, which puts him squarely in the top 10? Think about it for a minute. These much-maligned players who were leftovers from a terrible era featuring Phil Kessel and Dion Phaneuf have now become your best reason to tune in on Saturday nights to appreciate where this Maple Leafs team is going and where it's been.
Breaking news. Brendan Gallagher has broken the same left hand that he broke last year and will be out a minimum of 8 weeks. And in other news, David Desharnais is still out with his debilitating knee injury. You know what I'm having a hard time with? I'm having a hard time getting to dislike Auston Matthews. As a Habs fan, it's natural to dislike Leafs players, but it's really hard to dislike this kid. I mean, he's humble. He doesn't come across as arrogant in his interviews at all. He seems to have nice parents and a nice family. It's a great story coming from Arizona. He plays a responsible brand of hockey, which I respect, a 200-foot game, and he's only 19. I need him to do something. Maybe take a misstep or something where I can dislike him. Maybe say, if he goes around saying that he's the best hockey player since Jesus or something, or maybe be more of a Weasley hockey player like Darcy Tucker. It's too bad, though, that he's on the wrong side of 19. Good luck with that.
You know, Habs fan, as we put the finishing touches on what I think is a great show, because Twitter is blowing up right now, people are thrilled that we're back, I thought the best way for us to end the show might be if we talked a little bit about our predictions for 2017. I'd like to hear what you think is going to happen during this year when it comes to our beloved teams.
Okay, so you want me to start?
Go ahead.
Alrighty. First prediction for this new year, 2017, is... it's kind of a bad one. Brendan Gallagher will not break double digits in goals. It's just been announced that he's going to be out for 8 weeks. He has 6 goals in 39 games. 8 weeks is probably anywhere from 25 to 30 games. And that's a minimum, by the way. So he'll be back with about 10 games left to play. And coming back from an injury like that and the way he's been playing so far this year, I don't see him breaking 10 goals.
It's kind of embarrassing, isn't it? I mean, you're going to herald a guy that won't be able to break double digits. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and kind of piggybacking on that, a weird thing is I don't think combined him and Steven Stamkos will break 20 goals this year.
No
way.
If
someone were to tell me that, that'd be crazy.
Why don't you throw in Anze Kopitar and Joe Thornton into that list?
Those four guys won't total 30 goals. How's
embarrassing,
that?
Embarrassing.
That's crazy.
Great 2017.
That's about $50 million in annual salary right there.
Happy New Year.
Four guys. That's great. Another one for the Montreal Canadiens prediction. I think that they will, before obviously the trade deadline, they will trade their first round pick, their 2017 first round pick. The reason for that is the window is now for the Montreal Canadiens. It's now and for a couple more years because of the ages of Shea Weber and the contract status of Carey Price. The draft class this year will be weak, so they'll afford to be able to trade that pick away. And it'll probably be a bottom 25 to 30 pick anyway. And that pick won't make the NHL most likely until about 2020. Won't be an impact player until 2022. So I really think that Montreal can afford to trade their first round pick this year.
Two words, draft schmaft. Go on.
Yep. And that pick will be traded for a top six forward, preferably a center if they can. And my other prediction, you have to go playoff related with this sort of thing, and I think that the Montreal Canadiens will make the conference final. Why? Tampa isn't who they are. Ben Bishop isn't who they are. Steven Stamkos will come back from injury and won't be as effective as he will be. I'm generally afraid of Tampa, but I don't think they're going to be as effective come springtime. Now, what are they going to do in that conference final? They're going to win. I can't see Carey Price this year being outplayed by anyone over a 2-week, 7-game period. Montreal Canadiens are going to make the Stanley Cup final.
Holy moly. Why did you decide to borrow my rose-colored glasses? I want them back. Great predictions.
It's
great
2017.
Prediction.
You've got to have a good outlook.
You do. And that's why I'm going to give you my quick predictions for this upcoming year. Number one,
here we go.
Austin Matthews will win the Calder. Regardless of how well Laine ends up playing, and Patrick Laine is a great player, I think Austin Matthews is going to win the Calder.
And Leafs aren't going to split votes with all those great rookies that you have?
No, this isn't going to be like a couple of years back with Lamco and whatnot, the year that, Paul Molitor couldn't win the MVP because John Olerud and Roberto Alomar were really awesome. I'm not worried about Mitch Marner or William Nylander catching up and taking this award from him. He's going to be our first Calder winner since, Cricket's
Lionel Conacher? I have no idea.
There you go. I also think that Freddie Anderson is going to break Andrew Raycroft's regular season Maple Leafs record of 37 wins, which he ruthlessly tore from Ed Belfour because, well, the NHL likes rewarding losing efforts. I won't get into that, but Freddie Anderson is going to be in the record books for the Maple Leafs. And the other prediction I have is that Mike Babcock will win the Coach of the Year for taking 10 rookies on his roster and turning this team into a legit form of sports entertainment that you can say in the same breath with the Toronto Raptors and the Toronto Blue Jays. Happy New Year and Merry Christmas. Happy